Tres4Radio.com.
Tres Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TresRiosSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
Becky, this is Maria with She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. This is Donna Lynn.
Hi, we are live. I'm not sure what the technical difficulty is, though, Donna Lynn. So, Becky, are you with us?
I am there, and we're just going to go ahead and let you connect with Blog Talk and see what's hanging up with Blog Talk, and we'll just go ahead and go live. So if everyone's listening, welcome to the show. Not a lot we can do about that. Sometimes Blog Talk has issues, and we just got to wing it and go with it. So I hope everyone's tuned in, and we are live and on the air, and we've got a great guest lineup tonight. Vicki is off, my co-host. She is visiting with some friends from California, so she's taking the night off, and she's been busy doing the Houston Rodeo, and I know that she has had a full spectrum of busyness going on down there. And Donna Lynn, I thank you for joining me tonight. Donna Lynn is CEO and owner of Western Wishes, and she's our guest co-host, our resident cheerleader. So, Donna Lynn, thank you so much for joining me.
Great. It's going to be a nice show tonight. I think it's going to be interesting. We get to kind of follow a few nice trails of wishes and promote a good program as well.
Yes, and, you know, we first want to say, of course, thank you to all of our sponsors, and, you know, we couldn't do the show without you each and every week. So thank you so much. Tonight I wanted to bring to the show tonight a friend of mine that I met in December. It's funny, you know, Donna, and I know you can agree to this, social media is a funny thing in this world. You meet a lot of people through the social media networks and connect and network and become friends, mm-hmm. but it's really fun when you meet, you know, you connect with someone online and you've never really met them in person, and you just randomly walk down the hallway and boom, there they are. And so you just know that you're destined to meet somebody. And that's kind of what happened with our guest tonight. So I'm really excited to bring on the air someone who has been busy in the Western realm and the you know, broadcasting realm. He's got his own syndicated radio show. He is part of Wrangler Network on live and on the scene doing things for Wrangler Network, and he's got a great program that he's in the progress of producing and bringing to our great country fans, and that is Mr. Brian Doty. Brian, are you there with us?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I am well. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I greatly appreciate you coming on the air.
Of course. Glad to be here.
Well, and you know, we may not have any commercial breaks tonight just because I'm not exactly sure what's going on with Blog Talk. Once in a while, Blog Talk just goes on a blip, and it just happens to always be on the night I'm doing the show. I don't know what it is. Maybe it happens the other night. I don't know, but we just wing it. We just go for it, and it tends to work out okay. So for those of you that are listening, you tuned in either by calling into the 347-857-3760. If you are listening and you have any questions for our guest tonight, be sure to just press 1. That takes you into the host queue, and Maria, our producer, will let me know that you're on the line, and we can bring you on the air to speak with Brian. But, you know, I met Brian in December and at the finals, and we connected through LinkedIn. And I think LinkedIn is a great networking platform for the business end of things and companies and so forth, and we connected that way. And I was walking down the hall for the first day of our show there at Mandalay Bay, and I looked to my left, and there was Brian, and I looked down, and I'm like, boy, that guy looks really familiar. And it just dawned on me that we had just connected on LinkedIn, and we started and struck up a conversation and became acquaintances that week during the finals. And we've just kind of been associating ever since, and him and Donna Lynn have made some connections, and they're doing some great things. So I'm excited to have you on the air. It's going to be a fun time, and I'm sure without a break we're going to have a lot to talk about. So, Brian, with that being said, share with our listeners a little bit about your background and what you're up to and where you come from, because you've got a great program, I know, on, I think it's, what, 40 or 50 different stations?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, this is my third syndicated, it's my second syndicated radio show, and the first show I did was just a small little show I did in my local town, and, you know, kind of, I'm just one of those guys, when you decide to do something, you just do it, and you jump in, and you figure it out, and so my first radio show by no means was anything good, but it opened up the door to what I'm doing now, and yeah, this show that I'm doing, the syndicated show now, it's called On Air with Brian Doty, and it airs on 40 different country FM stations and reaches 15 states. It also airs over in Sweden and Europe and a little bit down in Mexico even. So it's strange that, it's awesome, first of all, that there is so much interest in the Western way of life and country music. And but it's strange to think, how do these people understand you in these different countries where, you know, English is not their main language, but it's neat. But yeah, it's doing really well, and you know, it's an hour-long show I do once a week, and you know, with all the other, I do a lot of other TV stuff, so I don't have time to have a show every day, but it's a weekly show, airs over the weekend, and hour-long, so I get to play some of the best Texas Red Dirt country music, and then fill in with things that's going on in the music scene, and touch on some rodeos and ropings and bull ridings and various things like that.
Well, and Brian, tell me a little bit, and if you would share with our audience, where did this desire and this idea to start a syndicated country, no less, radio show come from? I mean, where was that passion from?
Well, of course, you know, that's my background. That's my passion. And naturally, you want to try to do something that promotes what you like and your interest is. I think anytime you have a passion for something like that, you've got way more of a chance of that being successful. And so, you know, rodeo, my family, a lot of family members rodeoed, and something that I rode bulls for just a little bit wish that I had more, where I could have done it more. But so anyways, just the interest and the passions there for the Western way of life and rodeos and even the outdoor industry. I had a hunting show that aired on the Sportsman's Channel, the Pursuit Channel, for several years there. That's another deal that we cover. And anyways, music is just something that I was interested in promoting, because the Texas Red Dirt music scene is not Nashville, and it's artists that are unsigned, and they are singer songwriters that don't have anybody controlling what they do. And so I love that. And most people that hear their music love it. It's just, sometimes it doesn't fit with what Nashville wants, because they mold everything and shape everything, and they have their hand in everything. So it's been neat to help promote that music. So that's where the radio show came from. It was, a lot of my friends are singer songwriters and Texas Red Dirt country music artists that I wanted to help promote their music, but then also promote the Western way of life and just everything that I'm involved in. So, you know, that's kind of what this new show, well, I say new, it's my latest show, I guess, because it's been going for 2.5 years now, but it's what my latest show is just kind of all of it rolled into one.
Hey, Brian, I think it's Donna Lynn. I just want to say hi, Brian. Hey,
Donna Lynn.
Would you explain, and bless your heart, you know what, isn't this something, Becky, you introduced Brian to Western Wishes, from what I understand, and then he got to see Western Wishes at the NFR, and look what happened out of that. This is definitely such a blessing, such a wonderful blessing.
It really is, when you think, you do think about it, and sometimes, you know, life gets crazy and so forth, but there's no coincidences at all in life. I believe in God's perfect timing. So that there was a reason we connected the way we did, and I love the fact that Brian is going to be taking his passions, because when I met Brian, and he'll share this with you, when I met Brian in Vegas when we started and struck up conversations, that, you know, Brian, you shared with me all the fun things that you did and all the country, the hunting and the fishing and I had seen a clip that you did with the, you know, alligator hunting, and you really venture out into all realms of country. and to come to Vegas, and you were part of the Wrangler Network, and you got to, you know, take part in emceeing and doing some things for them there. And it just so happened that Lynn was having an event there at South Point that, she had an aha moment, like, oh, man, I forgot to call Wrangler Network, so I picked up the phone and called you, and it just all worked out. And so now these kids get to benefit from just another platform and having another hand of having someone help them make their dreams come true, and I think that's pretty awesome. So I'm going to, you know, let you share a little bit about you know, what it was that really engaged you in Western Wishes, because, you know, Donalyn has such a great group of kids that she deals with, and I know that there's many more out there that would benefit from what she's doing. So would you share a little bit about that?
Yes, ma'am, and definitely want to say thank you for making the connection, because, you know, it's awesome to see how things all just come together and work out, and that's this is a story of that. But, yeah, you know, getting over there, you know, doing what I do, you're constantly, you're just like pulled from here and you're put over there and you're just here, go do this interview, do this, do that. And you never really get to know anybody. You just run in, you're mm-hmm. like, okay, what's his name or her name and what do they do? And give me like 5 bullet points on things I need to, topics to touch. And so that's kind of, you know, what was done. And so I show up and, you know, and that was just kind of a quick, fast paced thing. But with those kids being there and seeing all of that and just getting a little bit of it, it really struck an interest to me. And I thought, man, this is really awesome what they have going on. Just meeting Donna Lynn there and, you know, hearing about Western Wishes. You know, and Western Wishes is one of those things that's like, I've heard about it, I just don't know much of it. And so, because it's been around forever, and Western Wishes, I mean, mm-hmm. it's a cool name, and it's a great organization. So I checked it out, and the more that, you know, I researched a little bit, and it just was like, man, we're starting to film for a new TV show, and that show was something that we were going to go around, and part of the show, in the last segment of every episode, we were going to go wherever it was that we were filming and help out a local family or charity, and because I just love that. I love that give back, you know, section of the show, and, you know, sometimes it's – attitudes are contagious, and, you know, sometimes somebody with a bad attitude can make you have a bad attitude. Well, same thing with a good attitude. When somebody says hi to you or compliments you, any of that, it just, you know, it's like pay it forward. It just leaves you smiling and feeling good. So that's why I wanted to end every show with a segment like that. But the only thing was it was one of those things where, man, it's just more extra work every time that we go somewhere to try to find out what organization's there to help out or what family is needing us. And then I was like, you know what? Here I am talking about this, and then there's Western Wishes. And so I thought, man, how cool would that be? That fits with This Is Country, the whole, you know, the whole umbrella of things that we do, and that being the Western thing of helping kids. And so I called Donna Lynn up, and we just started talking about it, and it was just almost like it was everything was just meant to be. So that's kind of, you know, that's how it started with me and meeting Donna Lynn. And then anybody that knows Donna Lynn just knows, you know, her heart and where things are. And you just can't help but, you know, want to be part of it.
And Brian, I'll tell you this, what's really something about Brian is just he's so easy to work with that I just find myself actually relaxing when, you know, usually it would be at more stress. But it isn't. It's just I almost get to just see my dream come true by seeing these stories portrayed each week. So I'm just it's just a total blessing. I'm just real excited
awesome.
About the show.
Well, now
yes, ma'am.
I know Brian that you are busy in the pre-recording phases of it, but maybe share with our listeners if you would. And we're going to keep rolling through the show. We're not going to take a break. We're going to just close out about 5 minutes early, about 6:25. But so we've got about 10 minutes left, but touch on the pre-filming and everything that you're doing right now and what that's all going to look like.
Well, basically, just to tell you an idea of the show, it's called This Is Country, and I went with that name. I've had a previous show that we filmed, and it was also called This Is Country, but we didn't really go really big with the show, so I felt like I could still use the name, and it's been a couple of years, so... But basically, the first segment is us. It shows us traveling. It shows us going to a small town USA, and we want to focus on, you know, something just small town, the travel, the whole experience with that, back road kind of driving stuff, and then we'll tell some history about that town. We'll probably, you know, usually we have lunch at a little cafe, and then we would go to commercial. Of course, second segment is we're rolling into the ranch, in that same area. And we show a day in the life of a cowboy, and we ride out on horseback. We go work cows. We, you know, do sorting. We pair. We do whatever it is that they're doing on the ranch that we can help with. And while we're doing that, it's kind of like almost like dirty jobs, you know, where you see Mike Rowe hands-on, but yet while he's hands-on, he's talking and getting interviews and answering all your questions. And so that's what we do. We ride out. We show how they do things, what their operation's like, a little history on the ranch, all of that. And then in the third section, you know, these guys, everybody in the city, well, when they want to do something and have fun, they go to the movies, they go to the bowling alley, they go, you know, out to eat. Well, in the country, we want to show exactly how they have fun, too, after work day is done. So in the third section, we're either hunting, we're fishing, we, you know, get our own little ranch rodeo together, we shoot ski, play horseshoes, you name it. It's just kind of a just having fun and showing that. And then in the fourth section is where we showcase a Western Wish kid and one of their wishes. And so it ends, you know, like I said, it's that feel good ending. And, you know, everything is just awesome. We've got the camera work. I've done a lot of TV shows. I've been involved with a lot of projects and done some acting. And by far, this is the most exciting show that I have that's going to be coming out. And so, and I think there's so many different segments and so many different things going on. It's going to keep a broad audience. So somebody may not like certain things, but find something else, you know, the segment 1, 2, 3, or 4, there's going to be something in there that people are going to relate to.
Awesome. 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 And Donalyn, I know you've got some, you know, great kids down that area. Now let's talk about you. I know, like you said, it's a wide variety. And if you want to find out more about it, how do they find you? Because I know, I think you're not your Facebook page, but your actual website is still under construction, correct?
Yes. And I'm just really, really picky. So they are doing my website right now, and it's going to be a very big, nice website. It's going to have BrianDoty.com is the website, and it's going to have a hub, you know, and from that it's going to have things, you know, when I'm acting in movies, when I'm hosting TV shows, all these different clicks that you can go, modeling stuff, radio, all of it, that you can go to that one website, but yet get to all the different things that I'm involved in and what's going on. So on social media, you can search my name. It's Brian with an I. And Doty is the last name, D-O-T-Y, and find all my social media pages. And then, of course, the TV show is This Is Country. We have a Facebook page, and we also have a Facebook page for the radio show. It's On Air with Brian Doty. So usually just searching my name will get you linked up or you get you in the right direction, at least get you started, find one of them.
Well, now how do people find out how to listen to you on the air? Is that going to be up on your website, or is there any place else that they can find you? Is that on your Facebook page as well?
Yeah, you can. And there's a listen here on the radio Facebook page. You click that listen here, and it's got all the towns and the times that it airs.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
And Brian, this is Donna Lynn. Could you explain to the listeners a little bit about just how massive the Texas red dirt music industry is?
It is. It's really big. And it's got a lot of movement behind it. I have the furthest north the show airs is in South Dakota, Spearfish, South Dakota, and it reaches Montana and Wyoming, and it's got a lot of listeners and a lot of fans. The station there says that's their most, you know, they've got a waiting list for sponsors, and they get so many replies with the music, and he's even started adding some of my music into his normal rotation, which is a mainstream Nashville country station. And then, you know, you hear the same type of stuff on stations I air in over in Florida. And but I mean, you know, you look at these guys that are playing, and if you need to cut me off early, you can cut me off. I don't know how much time you've got, but
we got 5 minutes. We're good.
Okay. Well, these guys are doing big things. A lot of these Texas Red Dirt artists are getting invited now. They've got such a, you know, it's just grassroots, you know, and they've got a huge fan base. And so sometimes whenever that fan base gets so big, you know, you can't really just keep them away, because fans, you know, they like that music. They want to see them play. So then they start playing in a lot of areas. A lot of these guys are playing in the Grand Ole Opry. Aaron Watson's played there. Granger Smith is just last week done his released his new album and has been on Good Morning America and, you know, all of these big shows. And so there's just a lot. It's awesome to see these guys just working really hard at something that they believe in and it being a good, you know, a good product that the fans accept.
That's awesome. Well, and I know you've really worked hard at everything it is that you're doing. You know, I know a lot has gone into getting to where you are. Just, I highly appreciate Brian because he has done everything, rolled up the sleeves and got his knees dirty and elbows dirty and hands dirty and really got to where he was today, really almost as a one-person deal, would you say? I mean, you've had people help you along the way, but you've just really kind of paved the way on your own, I would say.
Yeah, I've nobody really wants to help you out when you're going to be in direct competition with them. And so, and it's nothing against anybody, but it's just hard to get help. And I think you and I have had that same conversation. And so I'm just, yeah, I've done a lot of it and it's trial and error. And like I said, with two previous radio shows, I've learned what works. And so now I think that's why this one is doing so well. And but yeah, it's once you've done it though, you feel, especially doing it that way, you feel really you feel good about it. I mean, it's you work hard to get where you're at, and so
yeah.
And I might I just have to add this. This is Donna Lynn. You couldn't ask for a better host, but also it's just what a nice crew. I mean, you couldn't. Isn't that true, Brian? I mean, what a nice crew. You guys are all just so great. So I'm so excited about the edit. I'm just very excited about that. Couldn't ask for a better group of people to have be a part of the partnership.
Yeah, and Landon and I are leaving early in the morning. We're going to head to Fairfield and film on a big ranch there, a 12,000-acre ranch in central Texas. And we're going to be sorting cows and just getting after it for 2 days. So we're gonna have some good footage.
Good. Awesome. Good. Awesome. Well, before we end the show, I would like to touch on one thing because, you know, Brian does a lot of things and has a lot of programs and shows that he's got a long list of accomplishments is what I'm getting at. But I think he would admit open-heartedly and you know, scream from the rooftops is probably his biggest accomplishment is his two kids. And so I'd like to just ask you about your two kids and everything that you do with them because you are so active with them and everywhere you're at, there you take them with you. And I find that great that they have that support from you as your dad. So share a little bit about your kids.
Yes, ma'am, I'd love to. I've got Presley sitting right here in the truck with me and Hunter's in front of us on the baseball field playing baseball, and that's my life right there. Everything revolves around that. And I think that's what everybody in this world needs to do is, you know, you wonder why people turn out a certain way, and you can always go back to the parenting. And, I'm with them. That's one thing that I will not ever regret. I may look back and regret that I didn't, do something here and there, but I don't want to ever look back and say, you know, that I wasn't there for my kids. So that's very, very important with me, and I'm very hands-on. So, and I've got two great kiddos. I could just sit here and brag. We could have talked the whole show about them.
Yeah, but really, Brian, they are great kids. They are just wonderful. You've done a good job, Brian. They're great kids.
Well, thank you. And, Donna Lynn was that we were at Billy Bob's doing a wish with Aaron Watson, a good friend of mine, and we were on side stage. And Hunter wanted to stay so bad and listen to music, and Presley was tired, so I ended up holding her for about an hour, and she conked out with on stage. And but, yeah, so Donna Lynn seen it firsthand.
I know how bad you miss it when you're in Vegas. So and you know, we're out of time, but Brian, I really do respect the heck out of you. I wish you the best of luck in everything you do. He's a very commendable person, forthright, forthcoming. I can't say it enough, and I know that Donald and working with him will be blessed by all the adventures that he does.
Yeah.
So stay tuned and find him on Facebook and the internet and follow his adventures because I think you'll all benefit and be blessed by it. And somewhere down the road, if someone doesn't know what country is, they're going to know soon enough with what they've got going on. So with that, I want to say, Donald, thank you so much for joining me tonight. Brian, thank you for joining me tonight. And we wish everybody a great night. We're going to shut it out and close it down with a little Cowgirl Logic, and we'll see you next week. Have a good night.
Cowboys have the coolest stories to tell. This is Crystal Lyons, and it's seems that a few head of long-eared, fairly long-horned cows got out, and after a few days of the police trying to round them up with no success, they called on some local East Texas cowboys. Well, the boys found them all right in a really nice neighborhood and set out after this one cow who headed for a house that had, you know, one of those neat chains draped across the driveway attached to two concrete columns on either side. She ran smack dab through that sucker, jerking it and the two columns out of the ground, and then seeing an opening ahead of her, she took it and ran into the garage with a couple of cars parked inside, a BMW and a Lexus. She runs in between the two cars, knocking off mirrors as she goes and denting them up. And after she's trashed the front yard along with the cars, she heads for the newly manicured backyard. Well, our two colorful cowboys got a rope finally and began pulling her out of the backyard, and of course, she lays down. Of course. She now is working just like the front end blade of a dozer, plowing up all the freshly laid squares of grass. Well, they eventually caught all the cows, several of which were in that upper-class suburban area, and they said people were coming out of their houses applauding, handing them glasses of iced tea, and exclaiming that they had been to Houston and Fort Worth rodeos, but they had never seen anything like this. Well, I'll bet you the cows probably didn't get into their garage, just guessing. Cowboys, gotta love them. You may not want to live next door to one, but at a safe distance, you gotta admit, there's nothing quite like the real deal. This is Crystal Lyons and Cowgirl Logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org. Tres Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TresRiosSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at RodeoSpot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
Fuel Up is proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Fuel is for all of you that are on the go and want to feel your very best. The Fuel product line was created with your active lifestyle in mind. Strengthen your body for increased performance, increase your health and vitality with essential nutrients, and create and maintain a lean body. All this with one amazing product. Throw all the others away. Fuel is all you will ever need. Remember to eat healthy and exercise regularly. For more information, find us on the web at fuelup.com.
For radio.com.